Tonight, it's a miracle service. For some of you, it's a miracle you're here. But we're happy you're here. We're delighted you're here. And we're honored that you would come and open your hearts to God for a miracle to happen. Let me explain something to you tonight, which you've said many times over the years here. Tonight is not the end. Tonight is the beginning. Come on, hallelujah. It's the beginning. Come on, hallelujah. And in Bible days, many were healed instantaneously, which we'd all love. Some were healed as they went. Some were healed overnight. And some were healed over a period of time. Whichever way it happens, we're just glad that God is doing it. Hallelujah. Take this finger, this one, hold it up high, point down. Say this after me, please. Tonight, where I am standing, is the place where God put me. I'm in the right place at the right time. And this place is called Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. And tonight, the provision I need is healing in my body. And I'm believing for that tonight. Now lift your hands and start thanking God for your healing, whether you see it or not. Come on, shout to the Lord. Praise God. You may be seated. If you've got your Bibles tonight, open them any way you want. It's all good. Proverbs. Sorry, I got to get serious now. Proverbs 15, verse 30. We're basically quoting from the New King James Version. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes bones healthy. Come with me now to Isaiah 53 and verse 1, please. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? I want to talk to you for just a few minutes tonight about this. Whose report will you believe? As a child down under, going to school, growing up, each year it was customary to receive, like here, a school report, which would give your grade, behavior, and teacher comments about you. And initially, we were given the report to take home, have a parent sign it, and take it back to school. Well, after a couple of years, they discovered that didn't work. Because some of us were adept at signing our parents' names. So then they mailed the report to the parents. And the parents had to sign it. There are different kinds of reports. Good and bad. Honest, evil, true and false. In life, We constantly have reports given about us in work, credit, sports, finances, doctors, dentists, police, and it goes on and on and on. But the Bible says, whose report will you believe? And there are two reports that I want to talk to you about tonight. I'm going to jump over some scriptures for those that are putting them up. Come with me to John chapter 8, verse 44. Oh, sorry, John 8, 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now, as far as we are concerned tonight, there are two reports of this. That which is true, and that which is truth. Okay, isn't it the same? No. Let me explain. The report that the doctor gave you may be true. Come on, somebody talk to me. May be true. It is true. But as far as the Word of God, the Bible, is concerned, it is not the truth. Because the Word of God is truth. Jesus, talking about God as Father, said on one occasion, your Word is truth. In order to find out what Scripture means, you compare Scripture with Scripture. So there's that which is true, and there's that which is the truth. And Isaiah says, whose report will you believe? We don't live in denial. We're not opposed to doctors. We believe in doctors. They do the best they can. They tell us what the reports are. But there is something that is even beyond that. That is the Word of the living God. It is true that you may be sick, but it is not the truth. The truth is, by His stripes, we were healed. Come on, hallelujah. So, we apply that which is truth to that which is true, and that which is true responds to the truth, and that which is truth overpowers that which is true. See, you have to understand something. The Word of God, the Bible, are not just verses on a printed page. They are inspired by the Holy Spirit. They are creative. They are authoritative. And the moment you speak the truth, that which is true has to respond. Kathy and I have a friend who's been very, very ill. A couple of weeks ago, we had lunch with him and his wife, and here's what he said to us. I know what the doctors said, and their report is accurate. And I take medicine every day, but I've added medicine. I went, what? He said, yes, I have found 150 scriptures in the Word of God that I never knew about healing and health. And every morning, that is part of my medicine. I speak it into my body. Come on, hallelujah. You may be a sinner. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. But here's the truth. But the gift of God is eternal life. Come on, hallelujah. That's what happened down here tonight. Number two. Sickness. It is true that you're sick. I repeat, we do not live in denial. 1 Peter 2:24 says this. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. That's the truth. It may be true that in these economic times that you're going through some kind of poverty situation, but 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9 is the truth. And it says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich." That's the truth. It is true that you're bound with fear of some kind. The truth is, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, "For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind." That is the truth. It is true that you may be bothered with oppression and depression. Isaiah 61 verse 3 says that God will give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And the word heaviness literally means depression and oppression. That is the truth. It may be that you are weak physically, mentally, whatever. But 1 Corinthians 4 verse 10 says, "While we are weak, he is strong." That is the truth. There are those in your family, in your work, in relationships, all kinds of things in life that'll tell you, and maybe have been telling you, that you are a loser. That may be true. But Romans 8:37 says, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us." That is the truth. Come on, hallelujah. Maybe there are times where you have fallen, gone astray, been defeated. That is true. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14 says, "Now thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus." That is the truth. Come on, hallelujah. So whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe that which is true, or are you going to start believing the truth and apply the truth to that which is true? That takes discipline. Not always easy. It is so easy to give in to life struggles, circumstances, sicknesses, diseases, problems. When you give in, you don't fight. But some of us need to have an attitude adjustment and begin to change and begin to stand up and fight, because we're in the right place at the right time. Come on, hallelujah. And that place is called Jehovah Jireh. And apply the truth, and the truth will set us free. When God created the universe and mankind, and we don't have time to go into it, he spoke the word of God. He said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Come on, hallelujah. That word that he spoke that brought all of creation about is the same word in this Bible, filled with the same power, filled with the same life, filled with the same authority. Come on, hallelujah. The years have not diminished it. It is the same. And Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if He is the same, His Word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow. So choose whose report will you believe? John 14:16 says about Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Second Corinthians 5 verse 17 says this, if any person be in Christ, I'm the preacher, just be quiet. If any person be in Christ, that person is a new creation. Watch this. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. So what does that mean? That which is true has got to pass away, and the truth will take over. Come on, hallelujah. Yeah. This is not mind over matter. This is the power of God's Word that is eternal. Philippians chapter 8, 4 verse 8. Would you turn in your Bibles there, please? Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. And I want to read this to you. You see, why are you talking all these scriptures? Because the scriptures are creative. The scriptures are truth. And that's what I want you to hear. Healing doesn't come as a result of some ministry from God. I have to believe like you have to believe. Jesus is the healer. All I am is a signpost that points you in the correct direction, and together we believe God. Come on, hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, think on these things. So tonight, very quickly, we've given you numerous scriptures. Think on them, meditate on them, speak them, say them, and let the truth overpower that which is true. Joel chapter 3 verse 10 says, let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. And a good report makes our bones healthy. You can sit out there tonight and say, I don't believe this, and that's your prerogative. But that doesn't mean you're right. Pastor David, and I've got an 8-page report from the lady. We referred to it this morning. Miraculously healed of cancer. Stage 4. And if you weren't here this morning, I met her out the side room and she said, I'm the one and I'm still alive. Come on, hallelujah. It works. When the spies and Joshua went up to take the promised land, 10 spies said, "We can't take it. The giants are too big, too powerful, too great." But 2 of the spies, the Bible said, had a different spirit. And they said, "Let's go up and take the land." So what spirit have you got tonight? Are you going to say, "This sickness, this disease is too powerful, too long I've been fighting, it's too tough," or are you going to have a different spirit and rise up and begin to fight? Come on, to believe God for your miracle healing. Come on, hallelujah. See, you can come tonight and say, "Let's see what that preacher's got." That will not help you one iota. Because I can't heal you. I would if I could. Because I'm not the healer. But don't you have a gift? No. I'm just called by God like anybody else. Jesus is your healer. And you need to plug into Him and let Him do the healing. Don't have faith in me. Have faith in Him. Come on, hallelujah. It's a new day. It's a new report. And we're going to believe that which is truth over that which is true. Come on, can you say amen? You are not here by accident. You're here in the plan and the purpose of Almighty God, who loves you, cares for you, and has given us a word that can bring health to your bones and your flesh.